Once upon a time, most of our children were so isolated from the social ills of our culture that adults thought them innocent and unable to understand, much less resolve, serious social problems. Today's youngsters, though, are often surrounded by troubling situations. The Oregon Community Foundation is using local schools to teach children to be philanthropists in their own communities. Medford benefactor Patsy Smullen sat down to allocate her charity budget for local nonprofits, but instead of deciding which charity, she gave the money to a group of little kids and let them choose. She says they already know about or have experienced the worst childhood has to offer.
Often terrible things are going on in their own families. They understand the effects of poverty. They understand the effects of addiction of all kinds. You know, any one of many, many things they know better than you and me. Of course, there are a lot of issues that exist today that didn't when we were in third grade.
Why then would a small group of third through sixth graders in Medford actually volunteer to stay after school once every week to help Smullen donate $5,000?
To help people with their problems in life.
Because I like helping people.
School teacher Michael Dawson is the school's staff advisor for Community 101.
So to make the world a better place.
C101 is an Oregon Community Foundation effort designed to help high school students learn that philanthropy is less about money than it is about solving problems. Dawson says they get the part about problems, even the younger students.
Many of these kids are savvy beyond their years, which on the one hand is impressive. On the other hand, it's a sign that they've had to deal with things that are beyond their years. So yeah, it's a double-edged sword. They're very savvy, but it didn't come for free for most of these kids.
A price he says not paid in U.S. dollars.
Hi, my name is Ruby, and I'm a fifth grader, and I'm 10 years old.
Ruby Cabrera is 11 now. She says it's hard to ignore drug addiction, child abuse, or other dangers in the community.
In the streets, you could tell people are going through stuff like problems in their family. And some people are in the streets homeless, and I thought that was important. Like, I want to help the world not be like that. So.
When school began, Dawson's C101 team polled their fellow students at Washington Elementary to get their take on the community's most serious issues. They studied nonprofit organizations that address those issues and then invited them to apply for the $5,000. Then they visited each organization, and lest their application get disqualified, the executive director had to be there to host the kids.
I've done site visits for foundation boards that I've served on, and I would put them up against any group of adults.
Smullen says children tend to press for relevant answers.
They ask very specific questions, and the executive directors are held accountable. It's an incredible process to watch.
Michelle Wilson with the Children's Advocacy Center of Jackson County says C101's philanthropy training teaches children they not only have power in their community, but also future responsibilities.
I always tell the kids, it's great to watch you. Remember, you can do a whole lot. And one day you're going to replace us, and we're counting on you to do that.
By this spring, what seemed like a lot of money when school started grew thin as Dawson's C101 team reviewed the applications.
$1,000 goes to Children's Advocacy Center.
To St. Vincent de Paul, $500.
Earlier this month, in a scene that plays out in schools across Oregon, the C101 team awarded six local nonprofits grants ranging from $500 to $1,250.
To On Track, $1,250.
That way, Patsy Smullen didn't have to make that decision.
There's nothing like talking about philanthropy with a third grader, and believe me, they know what philanthropy means. I didn't when I was in third grade. I'll bet you didn't, but they do.